This is Detective Sergeant Sanchez, Internal Affairs. Today's date, February 11th, 2025. Time is 11:38 hours. I am on the phone with... Ma'am, if you could state your first and last name for me.
Yeah, first name is... Last name is...
And you are giving me permission to record this conversation?
Correct.
Okay. Now, this is in regards to a formal complaint that was received on January 5th, 2025, in regards to an incident involving three officers taking someone into custody. Real brief, if you can just tell me, what exactly did you see?
Yeah, so I got on shift, I believe it was between the, you know, the time of 2:50 and 3 o'clock. It was definitely before 3 o'clock. I heard commotion around the corner as I was parking my car, and so I rounded the corner. And I could see kind of from where I was standing on the sidewalk across the street. There's a street between us. I could see someone on the ground. It looked like an unhoused person. I actually recognized him because that encampment has been across our facility for a while. So I recognized the face of the man on the ground in handcuffs. And then I believe it was three officers standing over him. But it was one officer in particular was... striking him with the man was, he was in handcuffs and he was on the ground, his knees kind of like bent behind him. And I if I recall correctly, I heard yelling. The yelling was from the man on the ground, and I could just kind of hear commotion as well. People were running towards. If I recall correctly, I remember seeing at least two or three strikes, close fist in the side of the man, like in his side, like his his next to his stomach. So like. Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, you think the strikes were directed to the stomach area?
It was like this, yeah, side of the stomach area. I would say like, yeah, like the waist line, like the waist area.
And these three strikes. Do you recall which officer? If you don't know by name, if you could describe.
Yeah, I don't know by name. He was the white individual with. I think he was about. I don't know, 5'9", 5'10", maybe, short hair, stuff like it was little snow hair,
okay.
I can't remember.
And if you can estimate how far you were, when you observed these three strikes.
Across the street, so yeah, like a good 20 feet, probably.
Okay, and so roughly like two car lengths?
Yeah, two car lengths would be good, yeah.
After you witnessed those three strikes, what else did you see?
Yeah, after that, people started rushing. There were people coming out of our facility, like including my coworkers and two of our residents, and they were starting to cross the street. So I stood in front of one of our residents to prevent him from crossing the street. And at that point, the officer stopped striking the guy on the ground, and the other two officers, they kind of helped get the man in the car, and then the officer that was striking him, went to his patrol car. And after that, we kind of, everything kind of began to calm down. We got the residents inside, and then my coworkers and I came back outside to speak to.
And when you witnessed the three strikes, what was the subject that was being arrested? What was he doing? Was his hands on the ground? Was his hands behind his back, if you can remember?
Yeah, his hands were, this is the part that I remember most specifically. His hands were definitely behind his back. They looked to be in handcuffs.
Okay. Okay. You believe his hands were in handcuffs when the strikes occurred?
Yes, correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there anything else you would like to add in regards to what you witnessed?
That was really the main thing, just the fact that I can specifically just remember. He was like on the ground. He was kind of almost that position of where like your knees are bent, but they're kind of like back bent under you. Like behind you almost. I could kind of picture it, but he was sort of, yeah, his legs were kind of like underneath him, I guess, if that makes sense. And he was kind of bent backwards. And I could just hear him just yelling really loud. And saying just, he was yelling things like help, ow, help, that hurts, things like that. So I definitely made out those words.
You spoke to one of our supervisors. If you can recall the employee, I believe he was an employee that was standing to your right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, his name is, let me get his last name, actually, because I want to make sure I say it correctly. But
uh-huh.
His last name is
Uh-huh. And where was he standing when the incident occurred?
I believe he came out of the front door, like, right as I was coming around the corner, because he heard the commotion, too. He also just had got on shift. So I don't know how much he saw, but he came out after I did, I believe.
Okay, after you did. Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's see. All right. That's all I need. Do you have any questions for me before I end this recording?
I don't. Thank you. I appreciate your time.
Okay. Don't hang up yet. Let me just stop this recording. Okay. And the time is 11:43 hours.